You've probably heard about the state's bailout of the Detroit Public Schools. The district will be debt-free, and an elected school board will once again be in charge. But many legislators, most of them Democrats, say the bailout of the Detroit Public School District is anything but. While a Senate plan was seen as setting up a better future for the district, the House would not approve it, chiefly because of a proposed commission that would determine how many schools, public and private, would be appropriate for the city. House Republicans saw that as restricting the private sector charter schools from building their schools when and where the free market offered opportunity. So, what's it all going to mean in the public classrooms? Well, joining me now is Asenath Jones. She's a world history teacher at Cass Technical High School in Detroit. Let's start with what you've seen during the past several years. How long have you been a teacher in Detroit?
19 years.
As a teacher, what did you see happen in the classroom while Detroit schools were under the control of the state?
We watched our debt increase greatly. When the state officially took us over, we had a surplus, and then that surplus, we watched it dwindle down. We watched constant outsourcing of jobs and just absolute mismanagement of funds. We watched bond money be released from the voters, being released to our schools, and then our schools taken away from us after they were built with the Detroit Public Schools bond money, and then the citizens lost the control of the school board. All that up under emergency financial management.
How'd that translate into teaching kids in the classroom? I mean, what did you see on the ground in the classroom?
Less resources, greatly. In terms of teaching staff, we saw our class sizes absolutely increase, although our class sizes increased from 5 to 7 students, depending on whether it was elementary or whether it was high school. I mean, that made a big difference. In our special ed classrooms, we saw the release of aides that are absolutely needed, that are mandated by the state. We saw them not being placed in the classroom due to a lack of funding. We saw technology that wasn't increased that should have been. But as teachers, we have been resilient. We've made lemonade out of the lemons that we were given, but it was not fair.
What do you think might change for students under this new state plan, this new bailout, so-called bailout?
We're going to say so-called bailout. We're hoping now that the debt has been cleared, maybe, because part of that is a loan to us, and we don't like that part because, you know, basically in 8 years we'll be right back with a $150 million loan payment that we do, and we have no way of paying that back as of right now. But hopefully we'll see some funding of our per-pupil allocation being returned to the students, and we can actually fill it on a classroom level.
As I mentioned at the top, the Senate had a plan. The House refused it. While the legislature was debating the Detroit Public Schools legislation, two things happened that some legislators say hurt the district's cause. First, investigations of school administrators and scams and kickback schemes. And second, teacher sick-outs in protest of classroom conditions. What do you think of the legislators' anger over those sick-outs?
First, it was a lockout and not a sick-out. Our employer said that they did not have the funds to pay us.
For the latter sick-outs, that was the case, but there were earlier sick-outs as well.
Yes. For earlier sick-outs, it was about us bringing attention to our situation. We understand that that angered the legislator, but they took our voice. The legislator in the state of Michigan was over control of Detroit Public Schools through emergency financial management. There is no school board for us to complain to. There was no avenue for us to go to with the exception of consistently sticking out to let it be known of our horrible work conditions.
This state deal allows non-certified teachers in all grades, and that's not allowed anywhere else in the state but Detroit. What do you and your colleagues think of that?
It's disrespectful to the profession. You wouldn't allow a lawyer to teach without a license. You wouldn't allow a doctor to practice without a license. Those of us who have gotten master's degrees and we're required by the state of Michigan to renew our teaching certification every 6 years at minimum, we are required to take professional courses that cost in upwards of $1,200 a class. And now you're saying that no longer matters. Anyone can come in and teach our kids. It's disrespectful to the students. What are you saying to the students? Anyone should be in front of them, and that's perfectly okay? That's not right.
Some teachers have left because of the uncertainty about pay and the future of the district. What do you expect to happen now as far as teachers staying or going?
I do believe that we will lose some teachers, the new and vibrant graduates that are coming out. I think that they'll go to other districts. I do think that we do not have the things that we need to retain our veteran teachers that we have, and a lot of teachers will probably retire as well. Districts all over the state are opening their arms to them and saying, come teach with us. If they don't want you, we'll come and we'll pay. The disparity in the salaries is almost $30,000 just right across 8 Mile from Detroit teachers.
Asenath Jones is a world history teacher at Cass Technical High School in Detroit. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.